now.
It's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane.
1702.
It's going on 15 minutes past 7 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Let's talk motoring. Give us a call on 011-883-0702. And by us, I actually mean call us on Weekend Breakfast, because our car guru, Warren Tucker, will definitely be able to answer your car repair and maintenance questions, right? So give us a call in that regard, and let's start stacking up those questions, or just drop us a message on 072-702-1702. That can be a text or a voice note, and Warren Tucker will definitely answer those questions. But of course, what we're going to start off with is some motoring related news that Warren is going to unpack for us. We came across reports of vehicles, catalytic converters being stolen, right, from parked cars at popular malls. Just last week, police in Gqeberha recovered 15 million rand worth of catalytic converters that were stolen when a truck carrying them was hijacked. So clearly a huge, huge, huge demand and need for platinum out there in the world. Let's get a sense of what's up with the surge of catalytic converter theft and the implications, right, for yourself, for consumers, for citizens. Good morning, Warren. Trust you well.
Good morning, Refilwe. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. So now we've got another thing to add to our list of worries. What are these thieves targeting, and how are they getting their hands on this?
Okay, so this trend essentially I noticed happening in the UK about beginning of last year, and there's numerous videos. The UK has got a very jacked up CCTV camera system, and they've actually caught these criminals doing it basically in broad daylight. So essentially what would happen is that there's normally three people, one person driving the getaway car. The other two are actually going to get under the vehicle and take the goods. So they use a jack, a Mobi jack, mm-hmm. and they use a cordless electric cutting tool. And I've seen these videos. They literally in and out in a matter of seconds. And the item that they are taking off your vehicle is a catalytic converter. And that specific part sits on your exhaust. It sits in line on your exhaust pipe. And it's there to take the toxic gases coming from the engine and make them more environmentally friendly. Mm. Now, that catalytic converter has precious metals in it, rhodium, palladium, and platinum. And these metals are more valuable than gold. And essentially, if you look at all the data and everything that's going on, due to what's happened in the mining industry because of COVID-19, there's been a surge, a massive, massive surge in what these metals cost. So 5 years ago, an ounce of palladium would have cost $500, okay? 7,000 rand. Basically, last year, though, that shot up to $2,875. That's 41,000 rand, right? And I mean, if you look at your other precious metals that are in there, I mean, they've gone as high as $2,500 an ounce. That's 35,000 rand per ounce. So there's a huge incentive for people to get under your vehicle and steal this specific part.
Sure. So, I mean, I hear you on the incentive, but, you know, downstream when it comes to the guys that are, you know, missioning around, going to shopping centers and messing with the undercarriage of your car and your exhaust to get to this catalytic converter, what's really in it for them cost-wise? How much money are they actually fundamentally making? Because those are prices on the market. These precious metals still have to ultimately be processed. Who's processing them where? How is this all finding its way into the value chain, right? The precious yes. metals value chain, and of course, you know, getting, yeah, it's I guess I'm just wondering how much is in it for the guys who are doing the thieving, or is that the level of desperation that people are experiencing right now?
Well, essentially, dependent on the size of the catalytic converter you've stolen, and the data shows that they are earning anywhere between 4,000 to 20,000 rand per unit. Okay, and these units are sold to scrap metal dealers who obviously deal in this kind of thing. The other day I came across an advert on Instagram where there's a company saying that they will buy your catalytic converters, and they list the vehicles that they will buy the converters from. So, I mean, it's very prevalent. It's there. It's out there. And a lot of what happens there is that these things are bought or stolen. Some are obviously, you know, people might change the exhaust system on their vehicle. They might have a performance car. So they've got no need for this catalytic converter, and they might sell it. And there are obviously legitimate parts in that value chain, but there are parts that are obviously been stolen, and they have found their way into the value chain. Now, if you look at what happens, a lot of these metals are exported. So a lot of these converters are exported and then dealt with outside of the borders of South Africa. But remember that South Africa is one of the biggest platinum producers in the world, and your byproducts from platinum are rhodium and palladium. Now, during COVID, the production obviously continued, and there's huge stockpiles of platinum at the moment. Now, they're only going to produce rhodium and platinum when they are busy mining the platinum. So if there's platinum that has not been mined in huge quantities, you then struggle. The other two metals sort of have a shortfall, and this drives the price of these metals, and that's what we've seen coming through in the market at the moment.
Sure. All right. So I guess if you've been on the receiving end of this kind of theft, you know, it's incredibly worrying. We won't get into what the police should be doing, ought to be doing. We won't get into, you know, matters of intelligence and cracking down on these rings, etc. But from the consumer perspective, your vehicle has been hit, you've been hit, you've been targeted. Are there any precautions that one can take, first of all, to avoid becoming a victim for the second time? And I also just wonder what kind of damage these guys do as they steal this catalytic converter to begin with, because they're in and out in a few seconds. I doubt they're doing a pristine job of removing this without damaging everything else around that component.
Well, just before we go that way, I just want to give you some background here. So in the UK in 2018, Toyota replaced about 60 catalytic converters. By 2019, that number shot to 4,800 units, and that's just theft. Mm. No other reason. That's just theft. Now, a lot of companies, they have designed gadgets that basically go around your catalytic converter, anything from chains to plates to various metals that are basically all of these things are there to slow the criminal down. So it's not that easy just to cut the thing out. Okay. You've got to get through a lot of stuff first before you can get to the catalytic converter. And what we've seen in the UK is these things do help because this is a time game. However, in South Africa, this is still, because this is so new and so not that prevalent as yet. I mean, in Cape Town, it's starting to become a bit of an issue in the Western Cape. Mm. But remember also the docks are nearby. And these things can be cut, taken off, packed before anybody knows what's really going on and exported out of the country. So definitely there's your theft is there. I have no doubt that within the coming months, there'll be measures that will be available for people to put onto their vehicles to stop this kind of theft or slow it down. But the vehicles that sort of get targeted are your SUVs, the high off the ground, your late model Buckies.
Okay.
Your diesel vehicles do have very, very, they tend to have 1 to 2 to sometimes 4, dependent on the diesel vehicle, catalytic converters on them. So your modern vehicles definitely have these systems in place. And the criminals basically know what they're looking for. They know which vehicle has what in it, and they will go after those vehicles.
Sure. Damage done as they remove or steal these, is it extensive? Is it something to worry about? Or fundamentally, it's, you know, you now, the car owner, having to go and spend money replacing this and, of course, putting in, if you can, measures to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, from what we've seen from videos and obviously pictures taken, it's the parts cut out on the one side, so it looks like an exhaust box or a can in the middle, and basically the pipes are cut on either end and the device is removed. Sometimes there's something called an oxygen sensor that is on, that is that will be before and after the catalytic converter, because what that does is it gives the computer box of the vehicle or the ECU a reading before and after the catalytic converter. It looks at the gases, the gas mixture, and what that does is it tells the ECU to either to make changes in terms of the fueling. Now, what would happen there is these wires would be cut, and these devices would be taken, so that becomes an additional cost. Dependent on how it's cut, it could also short out your ECU on the vehicle, which becomes another cost as well.
All right, we've got Carl on the line calling from Pretoria North. Thank you so much for your call. Carl, welcome to the program. You want to comment on catalytic converters, scams and sales? Talk to us.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and then his line drops as soon as he says good morning. Let's see if we can get Carl back on the line. All right, so Warren, you say no doubt there'll be some measures in place for consumers to start adopting when it comes to making sure that the CATs, catalytic converters, do not get stolen. But I see this, you know, there are even covers for the whole undercarriage of the vehicle.
Yes.
Sounds expensive.
Definitely. Look, it is sheet metal. It's bent in a certain way to fit on the vehicles. So essentially what you're paying then there for is labor. Okay. But these things also, remember, these are being fitted aftermarket on these vehicles. So there's certain cooling and certain design aspects that need to be taken into consideration when these parts are fitted to the vehicles, because you are essentially making changes to the manufacturer's, to what the manufacturer has designed or done on the vehicle. So there would be certain cost implications for the R&D that would go behind that. But again, as long as there's a demand for these precious metals, you sort of have a scenario where you'd always end up playing catch up to what's going on in the market in terms of what the thieves are up to. So you require vigilant policing. But in order to put an end to stuff like this, you normally need to go to the people that are purchasing these items and stop that end. Because if there's no demand for it, there's no one that's going to be stealing it.
Absolutely. Well said. All right, let's see if we can hear Carl this time and we don't lose him. Welcome to the program, Carl. Your comments on these catalytic converter scams.
Good morning. You know, in the townships, people go around trying to convince the owners of cars that what's in the catalytic converter is just some scrap or dirt that they are prepared to buy from them for about 200 to 300 rand.
Yeah.
And many people do not understand what that thing is working, what the reason for that catalytic converter being on the car. So they agree sometimes.
Wow, that sounds really absurd, Carl. I mean, who would imagine that a manufacturer would just put an unnecessary component in a car?
that's the case, but we also know that many people do not actually understand the engineering part of the technical part of cars here.
Sure. And you said for how much, Carl?
About 200 to 300 rand. They offer you 200 to 300 rand for what? For taking out that catalytic converter and taking out what's inside it and then welding it back into your car.
Yeah. Okay. Come across that before, Warren?
Yes, I have heard that. And what essentially happens there is they put a device in there called a cat saver. So normally if you remove the catalytic converter, your car will throw an engine light, a warning light, because it's not able to read the gases because the gases are flowing too fast. So essentially what's inside a catalytic converter, it looks like a honeycomb, and the metals are in that honeycomb and your precious metals. And as the exhaust gases leave the engine, because of the heat, there's a chemical reaction that happens in there that changes the chemical components of certain gases coming through your catalytic converter and makes them less harmful to the environment. Now, what ends up happening is these guys will cut it open, they'll remove the honeycomb, and they'll put a device in there called a cat saver, which just slows the air down enough for the car to get a reading before and after. So the engine light doesn't come on. Mm. Or what they sometimes do is they program the engine light out for that specific problem. But this is happening. People are offering, and the mindset here is that the catalytic converter stops the performance or takes away performance from the car.
Okay.
Now, a manufacturer that's spending hundreds of billions of dollars on R&D is not going to put something into the car that's going to take away performance. Rather, these vehicles have to comply with various your statutes in different countries in terms of emissions. That's why these things are there.
All right, so that's the lie they're telling these people that they're scamming. All right, a quick question here regarding cars I guess maintenance. Does a car with automatic transmission consume more oil? That's a question coming through from Jake. That's I guess the one we do have time for today.
I can't see consuming more oil. So vehicles today are designed with a very complicated EGR system. So this system recirculates the exhaust gases for emissions. So it takes exhaust gases and puts them back into the intake. And these cars, if you look in your service books, some cars will state there that for every 2,000 to 3,000 kilometers, the vehicle will use half a liter of oil. It's the way these cars are designed. Excessive oil use would be anything above that, anything from 800 to a liter to 2 liters of oil every 2,000 to 3,000 Ks. That's excessive. I wouldn't say that automatic cars burn more than manual cars, because the engine on an automatic vehicle and an engine in a manual vehicle are exactly the same. However, the automatic box is kinder to the engine because it changes according to the parameters that the manufacturer has put in place.
Mm.
Whereas a manual vehicle, if you've got somebody who is abusive towards the vehicle, they can stress that engine a lot more than an automatic. However, just to point out to the listener, your oil usage comes from worn rings, worn piston rings, or poor sealing valve stem seals on the vehicle, where the oil is leaking past the valves, leaking into the combustion chamber and being burnt. You won't even see that it's been burned, but you will see that there's high oil usage. There are tests that your mechanics can do to pick this up, and there are ways for them to remedy these issues.
All right, fantastic stuff. Warren Tucker, we're going to have to leave it right there for this week. Just a reminder that if there's any particular topic or matter that you'd like Warren to tackle in the weeks to come, refilwe@702.co.za is the email address. And of course, Warren, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can get me at the Car Guy Warren on Twitter. I do endeavor to answer all the questions. I am working on some for some of the listeners that I have sent through some very complicated questions.
Okay.
So I do endeavor to get back to everybody with an answer. Just hit me up and I'll see what I can do.
Okay, fantastic. Maybe in the weeks to come, you can also just hit us up with some of those success stories, those complicated problems that you guys have been able to get to the bottom of. I think that would make for a sort of a really worthwhile feedback session.
Will do.
Thank you so much, Mr. Warren Tucker, our car guy there, our car guru. And as I said, any suggestions, a topic that you absolutely think he needs to tackle, refilwe@702.co.za.